coming into the games industry, which was about 1992, I really was so green. I had no idea what was even involved in making music or sound for computer games, and it was quite a steep learning curve. You literally had a sound card in your PC, and on that sound card was a chip, and you had ways of manipulating the synth sounds on this chip to create the sound set that you would use for your game. So I think we were using a sound system by that time called Miles Sound System. And that allowed you to, as I say, manipulate these sounds on the Adlib chip and save that sound set out as a whole bank of musical instruments, which you could then use in your production. And that was Syndicate. That was the first game I did. And so I sort of sat down and thought, crumbs, how am I going to do this? This is such a bad sound set of instruments to be using. So you have to be really, really careful about how you designed them. You tended to start to sound like everyone else who was out there, because we were all stuck with the same sound chip. So consequently, you had to get to try and be really original in how you created your sounds. With Syndicate, very early on, I decided I'm going to keep it quite low key, and not sort of blast it with 100 different instruments, just as simple as I could, but give it an atmosphere of cyberpunk, which is pretty much what the game is all about, really.